Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It is Thursday, which means only one thing around here. Our dear friend, Mark Lupo Loopy, joins us. Hey, Loopy.
Hey, Rob.
Hello, hello, hello. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's a beautiful morning here in New York City, and it's always lovely to see your face.
Look at you. You're in a really good mood this morning. I could see it the minute you popped up on Zoom. Do you have a little lip gloss on, Mark? You have shiny lips.
I have Aquaphor on this morning. Oh. My lips are very chapped.
I don't want to know. Doris listens. Be very careful. Blame it on the weather. There's a change in the seasons in New York. It's becoming autumn, so we'll blame it on the weather. Nothing else, Mark. I don't want to hear about all your kissy-kissy. Hey, let's jump into the show, my friends. What time is it? It is tea time.
Tea time.
Thank you, Mark. A little late there, but it's all good. Your lips look fabulous. So Britney Spears' father is out as her conservator after 13 years. So he was suspended as the conservator of his daughter's estate. Britney apparently burst into tears upon hearing the news, reports Page Six. We know, too, she's on vacation, so she was not in the court. She was not there physically. She was listening. She's on vacation with Sam, her fiance, getting away. So for the longest time, she started to think that this day would never come, that her father's domineering control over every aspect of her life would never end. But it finally did, just 1 week after her new very powerful lawyer demanded that her dad, Jamie Spears, be suspended. The judge did just this on Wednesday in Los Angeles. He is out. We should point out, Mark, the conservatorship, though, is not over yet. Britney still has a conservator. It's somebody else that her lawyer and Britney agreed upon. Interestingly, in the 11th hour, the dad put up a fight, Mark, saying he didn't think this new guy should be the conservator and really sort of questioned his experience. Britney's lawyer pointed out, you've been the conservator for 13 years and you had no experience whatsoever. So that was shut down. So she does have a temporary conservator. All this looks like it's going to end, though, at the final hearing on November 12th. And it looks like the conservatorship will be terminated then. It's not over, though, for Britney's dad. Britney's lawyer said they will investigate abuse claims and abusive conduct claims, allegations against him. What do you think, Mark? This is a good day.
This is a great day, and I agree. I think all of us collectively can kind of breathe and sigh and celebrate Britney. You know, on Friday night, I was waiting by the television for the Hulu documentary to come on. You know, I was literally sitting there until 10 o'clock. And, you know, I can't get enough of the story because we all love Britney, right? And we all want the best for her. And I think, too, I'm very interested in knowing, you know, what was going on behind the scenes with the dad. And they're going to investigate the book. They're going to see if he was stealing money from her. They're going to investigate if he was abusing her. And I have a feeling they're going to find some stuff.
They might find it. My sources in Vegas told me Vegas exploded once this was announced. And now every venue in Vegas is begging Britney to come back. She could possibly be the biggest artist on the strip, because now we all want to see Britney. We want to be part of this success story. I think there's nothing more supportive than buying a ticket to see Britney Spears. We played her music last night, Mark. I was with some friends and we played Britney's music. She could get back on the charts, Mark, this week, because we all just want her back. Even if you were not a Britney fan 6 months ago, a year ago, you are today. We are all Britney Spears' fans, which brings us to our poll question of the day. Britney Spears' father has been suspended as her conservator after 13 years. 13 years. Did the judge make the right decision? Some people are saying no. She needs a conservator and it should be family, not somebody independent. So what do you think? I think I know the answer. I hope I know the answer. But go vote on our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Mark Love, what are you working on?
Ooh, today I have a very juicy Scientology story for you.
This is your genre. This is your speciality.
It really is. My antennas peak up when I hear about Scientology. Okay, so get this. Leah Remini is saying she doesn't respect how Laura Prepon handled her exit from the Church of Scientology. So Leah said she thought the actress could have more effectively used her platform to help others. Now, as we know, Rob, Leah was a lifelong Scientology member before exiting in 2013, and she's become known for speaking out against the church. So Leah told the Daily Beast Live she reached out to Laura to express this, but added that not everyone who has a voice uses it. Now, Rob, it's messy, but Laura casually mentioned her exit in the church in a People magazine article. It was almost like an afterthought. And so Leah feels she has a responsibility to speak out against the church because she spent so many years recruiting people, supporting the church. Rob, do you think Laura should feel that same responsibility?
I think if you've recruited people, if you've been part of the problem, once you leave, you've got to make it right. So forget Scientology for a moment. Anything in life, if you're part of the problem, you can't just bow out. You've got to admit that this was terrible. And if you recruited people, which I think is part of the mission of Scientologists, to bring other people into the organization, if you've done that, then you owe it to at least those people that you've brought in to set the record straight. I am with Leah here. I think I am. Like, what she did is she stood up to one of the most powerful organizations in the world. The reason we always say you're our Scientology guy is that when you were working at Us Weekly, Mark, you would be in charge of most of the covers, the reporting they did on Scientology, whether it be Katie Holmes and Tom Cruise or anybody else, and you'd have to call them to get a comment.
Oh, so for those who don't know the stories, when you call the Church of Scientology for a comment to let them know you'll be working on a story, they immediately freak out. They start screaming at you on the phone. They start calling your phone over and over and over again. They start looking at your personal profiles. They were looking at my LinkedIn. And then I got nervous. I'm like, are they going to find out where I live and do something crazy? They don't play around is what I'm trying to say.
They intimidate, deliberately so. And you're somebody that had that firsthand. They can come after you, but leave Doris, your mother, alone. Let me tell you that. I'll be furious about that. So I think maybe she's right here. I love, too, that she tells us that she contacted Laura privately to have a word with her. We don't know if they ever spoke, but a really big story that's blowing up today. Moving along, does Olivia Jade have a deal to remain on Dancing with the Stars? Is the fix in? So, Twitter exploded after a really sort of shady source claimed that Olivia Jade had a deal to stay on the show at least 3 weeks without any danger of being voted off. Well, this tweet sort of really exploded, Mark. It caught fire to the point where the network responded to set the record straight, saying the allegations were just silly. Quote, "This is the dumbest thing I've ever heard. The show is a competition, and as such, is subject to legal and broadcast standard regulations." People don't know this, but if you have a competition show on television, there are really strict rules. Mm-hmm. Even if the show's an entertainment show, you cannot fake the vote. If you do that, you will be really sued. You can't do it. There was a huge scandal, I think in the 40s or the 50s, on a show called Quiz Show, where it was like a Jeopardy type show, where the show was giving one of the contestants the answers and he kept winning and winning, and this got out and it changed the rules of television. You can't present it as a competition if behind the scenes there is a fix. So would we like to think Dancing with the Stars is fixed? Maybe. Yeah. It's just not true. I do know somebody, Heather Mills, who was married to Paul McCartney. I had drinks with her publicist. They're no longer together. But the publicist told me Heather was offered the show and she would only do it if they guaranteed she'd make it into the top five. They said no. They can't do that. Mark, you've got a long history in television. You can confirm this. There are certain rules. You can't cheat.
Of course. I totally agree with this. And I think, you know, these kind of rumors and speculation will follow Olivia for the rest of her life, no doubt. But listen, she's choosing to move forward and she's choosing to come back into the public eye. So she has to kind of deal with this. And listen, I think she probably understands that people have a, you know, kind of a way about her because she did get caught in a cheating scandal already. So, but I give her credit for trying and for moving on. And what else can you really do?
I know. You've made a really smart point there. I didn't think about it. Of course it's Olivia Jade that we're talking about because of her history here. I mean, a better rumour to spread, which you know we never would. But if we were going to, the rumour I would have spread is that her mother was caught with a bag of cash with one of the judges.
That
did not happen, everybody. Can you imagine mother? If the mother was caught with money in her purse in the ballroom, Mark, I don't know. That's a better rumor.
That's hilarious.
It's not true, but that's a better rumor. Moving along, what's going on with Kanye West?
Kanye. So Kanye West released the second clothing drop of his Yeezy collaboration with The Gap, and to the surprise of many, or maybe none, it's a simple hoodie which costs a whopping $90. Okay, so the rapper turned designer made his relationship with the retailer official in June 2020, announcing the first pieces to come out of the 10-year Yeezy Gap deal would be introduced in the first half of 2021. So Rob, last night I went on thegap.com to check out the scene, and on the homepage of the website is 6 individual hoodies, all in different colors. And when you click on them, you have to put your name and all your information in. They looked very comfortable. They looked very cozy. I just don't know that I would be dropping $90 on a hoodie from The Gap. What do you think?
They look like I could get them at Target. I mean, they're a hoodie. I thought at least his name would be on it or something. Or maybe Kim's name would be on it. Or maybe my name would be on it. I want my, like, what is this? $90 for a hoodie from The Gap? Do you think The Gap is disappointed? Because the first thing he released was that big puffy jacket, which was very unusual. It was very expensive. But it wasn't an item you would necessarily be able to buy anywhere else. And I think that's the joy of Kanye. It's very specifically a Kanye item. If you wear his sneakers, they stand out. And you want to stand out because you want everyone to be like, are those Yeezys? And you're like, yes, they are. This is literally a hoodie. Mark, I'm going to wear a hoodie today. It's a little cold in New York. I'm going to tell everyone it's from Yeezy. That's what I'm going to say. It's a Yeezy hoodie. And then suddenly I'm cool. Go to Target. I think they're $25. They look exactly the same. And there's no design in it, Mark. The hoodie has been designed before. Am I right? Yes. Kanye didn't invent the hoodie.
Oh, no. But the thing is this. I haven't heard about The Gap in, like, a long time. I think he is bringing some relevance back to them. A lot of the Gaps in New York City have disappeared. So, if anything, I'm like, it's bringing it back to top of mind. But, yeah, I agree. It looks like a Target hoodie. Who cares?
It's a Target hoodie, but he is getting attention. Quickly before we go to break, our favorite, Mark Consuelos. We both have a bit of a crush on him. Oh, Mark. Loopy, he's so handsome. Have you met him?
Is.
You have, haven't you?
Oh. I have met him, yes. Yeah.
Not the tallest gentleman, but the cutest. Okay. Absolutely. Cute. So he's addressing speculation that he wears eyeliner. For years, people have said that he wears eyeliner. Now Kelly brought it up on the show and she said he has thick lashes at the bottom. And she said, thank goodness all our children inherited his lashes. But it sort of bothered him, and he rubbed his eyes and he made fun of it, but it sort of got on his nerves a little bit. Mark, have you ever wore, they call it guyliner, eyeliner, have you ever put some on?
So this story made me laugh because I too have very thick, dark, curly eyelashes, and I've been accused of wearing eyeliner mascara. I've even had 2 people come up to me and pull at my eyelashes to see if they were real.
No.
I swear, yeah. So I can relate to this, but I don't mind having nice eyelashes. You know, it's a gift from my mom.
It is. Cuban background? Your background, your parents' background?
I'm Greek and Italian.
Greek and Italian. Greek. You do have good. Yeah, Greek. I thought when I first met you, you use Latisse, that thing that make your eyelashes grow, because they're so long, and you definitely curl them. Do you
No, they naturally curl. They're like women's eyelashes. It's crazy.
They're beautiful. Yeah. You have the prettiest eyes, and then your eyebrows are thick and bushy. They look marvelous. I tried to wear eyeliner once. Oh, I looked ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I wanted to look like that pirate, Johnny Depp.
Oh my God!
I look like Mrs. Doubtfire. I look absolutely ridiculous. Mark, you have the best eyes. Thank you, Doris, for that. Hey, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm Rob Shuler with our dear friend Mark Lupo, Loopy, Loopy, Loopy. Hey, Mark, that special bonus podcast we did got so much traction. You sold me so many books. You're so good at hosting it. Did you get any feedback? Did people enjoy you?
I mean, they loved it, and they loved your book, and it was a pleasure to do, and I love being on the show and connecting to all the Naughties and supporting you, Rob.
I love it, I love it, I love it. Now I can actually take a vacation day, because I know we have somebody, Mr. Lupo, and the rest of the gang, who can fill in, but don't worry, you're going to have to roll me away from this microphone. I love doing the show. Okay, let's get to the polls. Da, da, da. Oh, Loopy, that fanfare. So Jennifer Aniston wants to start dating again. She said the following quote, "I think I'm ready to share myself with another." Oh, that's so sweet. Mm. The question was, will Jen ever find true love? She's been unlucky, hasn't she? So let's have a look here. Oh, good. 63% believe she will. The answer's yes. I'm with the majority, or at least I want to believe that Jen will find true love. What do you think, Mark?
I think she will, but a small piece of me is still holding out hope for her and Brad. I know that's bad.
Well, after Jen and Ben, maybe. I don't think so. I wanted to find someone lovely, maybe out of show business. Don't forget to vote on today's poll. Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob, or our Facebook page, which is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's Loopy with our nicest of the day.
Aww. It's Mayim Bialik. I know. She's a good one. She's reacting to the drama surrounding Jeopardy. So Mayim said, "I was the headline on CNN 3 days in a row. Who knew people were so passionate about who hosts Jeopardy?" Yeah. She also said that the point of being the host is not to be the story. She said, "I'm just trying to read the clues. The thing about Jeopardy, we spend our whole lives wanting to be seen, you know? And this is just a job like people should think the least about me as possible."
Oh, that's why she's the perfect host, because she's willing to disappear. It's not about her. It's about the contestants. It's about the questions. And yes, you have to respect the host and like them. But I think that that's what makes her so good at this, is that she's willing to take a step back. If you're too much of a show pony, you may be me, I would not be a good host of this, Mark, because I wouldn't ask the questions. I'd just talk about myself. You would be a very good host at this, because as much personality as you have, you're quite willing to take a step back, Mark.
Oh, absolutely. Like, I like being the co-host, the second. I like to have fun. And, like, I see myself as, like, on this show, like, the Robin Givens, or the Robin to Howard Stern. You know, it's like, we can have fun, but I know that you're in charge.
Oh, you better believe it. Step back, said Beyonce. Were you always comfortable being the number two, the co-host?
I think I'm comfortable in both seats, but in this particular sense, I think that, you know, of course, this is your show, of course, but I like kind of taking and learning from you, because you've been doing this for a very long time.
I have indeed, but even in your private life, like when we go out dancing, we don't dance anymore, but when we go out drinking, Mark, you have a more reserved presence. Were you like that when you were a little boy?
I think I've always been a bit of an introvert, or an extroverted introvert. So I am.
Yeah.
Like my personality type, when they did that, like that, I'm an ENFP, which means I'm an extroverted, but also I feel and I sense. So I'm kind of a mixed bag of stuff.
Yeah. You're always watching them. I notice when you're at drinks and we're sitting around the table, you're always listening. You're always watching. All I'm doing is talking. I know. I've got to try the other. I'll try. Okay. Let's do our naughtiest of the day. And naughty, naughty, naughty. Honey Boo Boo has been forced to delete pictures of her new boyfriend. So we're the naughtiest. Honey Boo Boo, you put up whatever pictures up you want. So she put a picture up and it's already been deleted because he's 20 and she's 16, and people came at her saying, "Where are your parents?" And one person said she'll be knocked up before she graduates. All be nicer to Honey Boo Boo. We've been so mean to Britney and these other people. There is an age difference there, but we should point out that in Georgia, where they reside, the age of consent is 16, so they're breaking no laws there. It's nice to see Honey Boo Boo back. A source tells me, Mark, that she might be working on a new reality show.
Ooh, actually, like my source says the same thing, and it might be coming out in the winter.
I've heard that too. Is that a source? Mm-hmm. We've probably got the same source. We can never tell each other our sources, though. It's so unprofessional. I miss you, Honey Boo Boo, and it's nice to see you've grown up into a lovely, lovely young lady. And now it's time for a moment of rum. You get a rub, you get a rub, you get a rub. What'd you get, Mark?
You get a rub.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sponsored by the foreword and to my new book, which is number 11 on Amazon. Yeah. Can you believe that? Number 11, Mark. Thank you so much for people that are buying it. What's really helping too is people that are posting pictures of themselves holding the book or the book in your living room next to your cup of tea. I got a post last night. Do you remember Kelly Bensimon from The Real Housewives of New York?
Oh, she
posted a picture of her lying in her living room. It's very grand. She's like lying on a chaise reading the book with a pooch under her arm and a Gucci dress. I mean, it's a lot of production, Mark. It's not
so
a casual
funny.
Shot, but I'm grateful for it all the same. Thank you for that. A moment of Rob. The only thing that makes anybody smart, really smart, is your willingness to try. Smart people fail all the time. Take a chance. That's what makes you smart.
I'm with you 100%. Take a chance. Try something new. Even doing this podcast at first, you know, remember I was so nervous to do it. I was shy about it.
You were so nervous.
And now we're close to 2 years in, you know.
You're so nervous. And now it's in second nature. When you do something new, it's natural to be a bit cautious. It's natural to be a little bit nervous. And the only way those feelings will go away is if you do it. And you know what? Give yourself a safety net. Your first podcast should not be the biggest podcast in the world. Like, it shouldn't be the Joe Rogan show. It should be our little podcast where we've built it together. And I haven't done it, but if I went back and listened to our early episodes, I would guess we would be a little, like, cringy about it. But it doesn't matter, because those early episodes got us to where we are today, and we are fabulous. There you go.
That's
I
right.
said it.
That's right.
Thank you very much. Our moment of Rob. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Not Even Eyes with Rob and Mark Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. And remember, all together now, I want to hear you singing out loud. If you're going to be naughty, you've got to be nice. Take care, everybody.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob!